you want more respect and confidence, you gotta raise yourself to a higher consciousness. Being a gent is not just clothes, it's not just status, it's how you carry yourself and become established in fashion and business, lifestyle, etc. Hear interviews from experts, get advice to better you. Sit back, relax, grab your headphones and settle in. This is how we journey in the life of the gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, and today we have a wonderful show prepared for you. It is going to be a look back, sort of a stroll down memory lane as we take a look back at some of the good moments that we've had over the past episodes and revisit those. So hopefully, if you're a new listener, you'll get to hear something that you might have missed at the beginning of the show, or if you're a listener for some time now, you might get a chance to listen to one of the interviews that you missed or one that you really enjoyed. These are going to be some of our favorites from the past, and we thought we'd just do that this week. Next week, we will resume with new episodes, new recordings. Over the next few weeks, I think you're going to be really surprised about some of the guests that we have on. We'll be talking to people that are motivational speakers, some that are serial entrepreneurs, and also a clothing brand, and also someone who does work as a publicist. So we can look at some of the upcoming shows with anticipation, knowing that we have some really wide range of diverse guests that's going to be coming on the show. And really, that's what we're trying to do with the Life of a Gentleman. You know, we're talking about fashion, we're talking about business, lifestyle, all these things kind of blended up together and come out, make us be the total gentleman that I know that all of us really want to be. We'd also love to get your feedback. You are the most important part of the show, you the listener. We want to know what subjects you would like us to tackle or what kind of guests you would like us to have come on the show. So don't be shy. Drop us a line. You can do that on Instagram at Gentleman's Podcast, or you can email us podcast@HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. Get in touch with us, and we'd be more than happy to take into consideration your ideas or maybe even some guests' suggestions for future episodes. Because like we said, we want to make sure that we're giving you the information that you're seeking out. We want this to be the number one source that you go to for all things gentlemen. We hope we've been doing a good job over the past few months. We feel like we've really ramped up the show and really targeted down some great information that people can apply, and not just fluff. We want to make sure that we're not giving you fluff, and I definitely think that the guests that we've come on have really given a lot of good insight. I know I've learned a lot of things. I'm curious, you know, to know what you've learned over the past few weeks as well. Also, we have a free gift for you. If you go to thelifeofagent.com, you can get a free copy of the book, The Life of a Gentleman. It's written by myself. That's a free gift to you just for going to the website and checking it out, seeing what we have there. Also want to remind everyone that I am also working with people on a one-on-one basis now. So if you have a business idea or a brand you're trying to get off the ground, more than happy to connect with you on that. And also, like I said, me and Dennis have something in the works, and Darius as well. And DeAndra always has her shows that you can check out too if you're looking for a little bit of entertainment. So definitely, from all of us at the Life of a Gentleman family, we are so glad you tuned in. Let's take a trip down memory lane and let's look back at one of our past interviews, and hopefully you really get something out of this.
Hey everybody, it's DeAndra Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman, and I came to tell you to get your life. Wait, you don't know what Get Your Life is? It's one of my web shows where I put an aspect of your life on blast so you can get your life together. Past topics include imposters, relationship addicts, and nosy people. No one is perfect, and we all can benefit from getting our lives from time to time. Want to see for yourself? Visit itsdeandremarie.com, and remember, get your life.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Gentleman's Look. This is a segment where we dive into men's fashion and get some perspective on how we can elevate our style and bring it to the next level. Today is a special day. We have someone new to the podcast that we would like to welcome to the audience. We are joined by none other than the Suburban Gent. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Rich, man. Thanks for having me on the show, man. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we are so glad you can join us. Everyone, if you have a chance, you have to check out his Instagram feed, The Suburban Gent. There are so many great images and information. You guys are going to be blown away. So it's going to be great to talk to you, to get some of these tips. And you know what? Why don't you just briefly just give us a little highlight about who you are and what you do before we get started, since this is your first time on the show.
The Suburban Gent, my name's Nick. I'm also branded as The Suburban Gent here in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a menswear blogger, but I'm also an image consultant, aside from blogging and, you know, informing guys on how to wear things and what they should be wearing. I also consult guys face to face, you know, in person, going through their closets, you know, cleaning out their closets, helping them start off with a good base style, and then I'll get their wardrobe set up and ready for them, just to kind of, you know, reinvent themselves, you know, consulting them basically on their image. And so when I do that, guys help me get personal with them, and so we take a whole different road to customer service with those guys. That's all I really do here in Nashville. My passion is to teach guys how to just dress better, how to style better, and my biggest perfection is in sartorial clothing. So a lot of suits, shirts, and ties, and teaching guys how to wear those things properly as well. But that's just a quick general overview of what I do.
Yeah, that's perfect. And I think that what you just said is going to be great for this audience, because everybody wants to step up their look. And, you know, really for me, in my eyes, you know, the pinnacle of really dressing sharp would be wearing a suit and tie. You know, that really professional upscale
right.
Look.
I think a good thing to kind of dive into is, I think that most of the things we'll dive into with me is going to be based off of sartorial clothing. So I think the first subject I think we should talk about, and I think is very important, guys, kind of oversee the construction of your suit. I think that'd be a great thing to kind of go over today. And I think it'll help guys kind of view the importance of construction of suits, and not just buying a suit just because of the suit, but because of the quality of the garment and what that quality can actually do for somebody.
You know, that sounds really interesting, and I think that's a good point. Like you said, sometimes we go to the store and we're hasty. We just pick something up off the rack and just grab something, but it's not really going to meet our needs. So why don't you dive in, give us a few tips on what we need to do, and go ahead. I can't wait to hear the first one.
When it comes to sartorial clothing, it's all about fit. And so most people generally just go off of fit, and this is why guys kind of go off the rack and they try something on and they say, okay, yeah, that fits. It's slim enough or it's big enough for me. But the one thing they always overlook is the construction. Is that a fused garment? Do you even know what fused is? Is it a half canvas garment? Is it a full canvas garment? Is it deconstructed? Those four options there is the options that everybody has when it comes to your suits. And most of the guys, about 60% of the guys I come across of don't even know that their suits are glued, and about 90% of the guys I come across of don't even know the differences between the construction. That's an issue. I think the biggest tip I can give, first off right now, is don't ever buy a fused garment. A fused garment is glued, essentially. It's a fancy word for glue. It's a fancy word for very hard, strong, stark glue. A lot of guys, they don't know that their suits are completely glued in the inside of their garment, and they're totally unaware of it. And over time, when you take it to the dry cleaner, what glue's going to do, it's going to come undone. It's not going to stick together, and next thing you know, you got your fabric starting to bubble up all over the chest, all over the bottom half of the suit, and it just looks terrible. And on top of that, when you buy a fused garment, the brand that you're probably buying it from isn't a good quality brand if they're willing to sell you a suit for $800 that's completely glued. The markup on that suit is horrendous. You're buying a really crappy quality suit at that point. It's the worst you can get. The question I always get when it comes to fused garments is there ever a time and place for a fused garment? And personally, if I were to be a straight up snob, I'd probably say no. But, you know, some guys, they can't afford a nicer suit that's canvas. Sometimes those prices are a little too up there, and sometimes the fused garment is the cheaper way to go, and that's all they can afford. And I understand that. It's totally understandable. Now, when it comes to buying a fused suit, you got to know the price that is okay to buy a fused suit at. And I would say you should probably pay no more than $250 for a fused suit. Now, think about it. You have a couple brands out there. Like, let's say there's a brand called Jose Bank. If okay. Jose Bank, they'll do deals for $300-$600. That, I would say, is an okay deal, because you're paying $200 a suit and they're fused garments. And so when you do that, I think that's a great deal for your glued garment piece. But sometimes they'll do a buy one, get one free, and their suits are $600, so you're paying $300 for a suit. Sometimes they have a premium line where it's a better fabric or something in the suit is made in Italy, which doesn't really make a difference. They price it up even more, but the construction of the suit is still the same. They probably have a better fabric, maybe, but the construction is still the same. And so there, once you start hitting the dollar mark, you should be really reconsidering where you're going to buy.
The first question that I think everyone will want to know is, what is the surefire ways to know that the suit is fused? Because, you know, just out of ignorance, we might go into the store and think we're buying great quality, and, you know, we can base it off the price, like you said, but is there any other indications?
Yeah, that's a great question. What these garments have, they have a synthetic, like, cotton piece inside of the garment where the canvas would originally be at. So what they do, they have this really thick piece in there because they have to glue something in there. They can't just use glue, and, you know, because glue won't just stay in its place. It's the top layer of the fabric from the top button and the middle button of your suit. If it's a two-button single-breasted suit, go right in between those two buttonholes and pinch the top layer of fabric and separate it from the synthetic piece inside of the suit. And if you pull that apart and you start to hear a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a rip, or not really rip, but if you start to hear a little ripplings, you feel like some strings are coming detached, that's 100% a fused suit. To know whether or not it's ripplings or it's you rubbing up against the canvas, because canvas isn't really, it is not a soft piece. Canvas is a pretty rough piece of fabric. And sometimes what happens is that guys will do that, and what they're actually doing is they're just rubbing the fabric against the actual canvas, and so they think that, oh, it's a fused garment, because it sounds like rippling when you rub that canvas against a fine piece of wool.
Okay.
So when you do that, what you want to do is make sure that you're actually pulling. You're not rubbing it together, because when you rub it, that's when you'll start to push the canvas and the fabric together, and that's when you'll start to think it's a fuse when it's not. So you want to make sure you stick the pulley. Pull it, and if you feel like it just keeps coming undone, the more you go towards the inside of the suit and it's coming undone even more, and you start to hear the rippling, like pulling tape off of a piece of paper.
Oh, there you go. That's what I had in my mind. I think you painted a really good picture of that sound so that we have something to look for as a starting point. But let me ask you this. You've talked a lot about the fuse suit and how we need to pretty much stay away from that. Can you break down good, better, best, and the price points that we can probably assume that we're going to have to pay for each level of the suit wear?
All right, great question. For better suits, so I personally love half-canvas garments. Half-canvas suits are a lot of the suits that are made today. Brands like Ted Baker, Hart Schaffner and Marks, then you also have a brand called 11D. You have plenty of brands that do half-canvas garments. It's a little cheaper in manufacturing, but it's also still a good constructed suit because the half-canvas is stitched instead of glued. It all comes down to the study of the brand. You have a half canvas garment in Hart Schaffner and Marks. Suits for them start at, it's a classic American brand, they're made in USA. They start at $695 for a suit. Think about the different brands there are. You have Hart Schaffner Marks at $695 for a suit. Half canvas, stitched canvas suit. Versus, let's take Hugo Boss for example. Hugo Boss is a completely fused garment that start off at $795. So, and my question is to a lot of customers is, why would you pay that for a fused garment when you could pay $100 less for an even better constructed garment that's going to last you longer and look better?
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is that based off branding of the Hugo Boss name? Not to pick on them, but would that be a reason?
No, that's a huge reason. Marketing takes, I think in general, we all know this, but marketing takes a huge place in the value of things. Marketing can take, if you have really good marketing, you can take a crappy product and turn it into an amazing product by simply marketing it. So when you hear Hugo Boss, it still sounds like a really great name. Like even today, I know how stuff is made there. It sounds like a cool name. It sounds like, oh wow, Hugo Boss. But they're marketing experts, and I give them that. They're one of the best brands to market anything. And so that's exactly why they can price their suits, or that's why they do price their suits, to be more expensive than other brands. So this is one reason why I do my blog, is it is to teach guys that, so when they know the difference in quality, they know that they don't need to ask a salesperson, is this suit better than that one? Because the salesperson is a salesperson.
Exactly.
They're going to sell you on, something where they can get commission off of. Now, if you come across someone that's a consultant versus a salesperson, the consultant's going to consult you to get the better piece for you. And so that's exactly why. And so half canvas garments, they're a great suit. Now, the thing about half canvas garments is that it's a good structure from your chest down to your mid-abdomen. And it's only in the front of the suit. That's where canvas lies. And so you have two options when it comes to canvassing. You either have a hand-stitched canvas or you have a machine-stitched canvas. Now, the difference in stitching, a hand-stitch is stronger. Machine stitches are kind of cut straight forward. They don't really have a smooth hand to it. Let's just say that because the machine kind of goes and they stitch at, 100 stitches per second. Where when you have a hand-stitched canvas, it's kind of slow. It flows a lot more naturally, a lot more easier. And that canvas is going to shape to you the more you wear it. So now you have a half-canvas garment like Hart Schaffner that's done by machine. But then, say, take 11T, for example. They have a half-canvas garment that is done by hand. Actually, their whole suits are almost completely done by hand. And the difference in price, Hart Schaffner starts at $6.95. 11T starts at, I believe, $9.95. So there's a difference in price, but you have someone sitting at a table, sewing the piece versus a machine kind of doing the whole process.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
It can make a difference for sure. And now it comes down to whether or not guys appreciate that quality more than the other. Because some guys, they just care about price and they want to just go based off the price. And they know they both have canvas, so they're just going to go with Hart Schaffner or just a cheaper brand. But when you got guys that really feel the difference, they don't go back. That's what I would say is a little bit about half canvas. Half canvas, I would say the lowest price I would think you would find a half canvas garment for would be around $6.95. And the highest, it can go up to, half canvas garment can go up to, I believe, it can go up to $1,500. And if you do a custom suit, you're picking a really expensive fabric, it can go upwards to $3,000.
Wow.
Now, it all comes down to a bunch of different things that, which we'll talk about in another segment for sure, but when it comes down to the different fabrics and stuff like that, that can definitely change the price of the suit. But when it comes to just off-the-rack suiting, you should look to pay between $6.95, and I would say the most I would pay for a half-canvas garment is probably $12.95.
Okay, well, thank you for that breakdown. And lastly, before we round out this segment, give us one final tip on this subject. I'm curious to see what that tip's going to be.
So I would say the last tip I could give you guys is, I would say really, really make sure that the canvas is full canvas and half-stitched, or is hand-stitched. By that is, when you have a full canvas garment, it's completely full from top to bottom, and it's easier to breathe, it shapes to your body, the more you wear it, it shapes to the whole thing. Example is Edelman and Gildo Zegna. It's a great brand for full canvas garments. The way they hand-stitch the piece, when you put it on, it feels amazing, it feels great, and they use a lightweight canvas. And so that is a great weight for you. It's not too heavy, it's easy to breathe still, and it doesn't feel like a cheap. It's not cheap, so it feels really great. It feels like it's part of your body. With this last tip, know the weight of your canvas. If you live in Nashville, where I live, you're going to want a lightweight canvas. If you live in Chicago, you're going to want a heavier canvas. And so usually sometimes they mix. It's a mixture of horse hair and camel hair, or it's just horse hair. So it's either tropical weight or it's not. And so the way you would find that out is by studying the brand. If you're a salesperson that you deal with knows these things already, and you can tell by it when they talk about it. When they just say canvas and they say nothing else, and they're not really going into that detail like you want them to, then they probably don't know. You can find a lot of this information, like I said, on my blog. I write a lot about it, or just simply typing it in online and just seeing for yourselves to know. But I would say know the weight of your canvas, know half full canvas and which one fits you best, and don't ever get a few suits. And I think that's how I would close this segment out here.
All right, that's perfect. Now, let everyone know the name of your blog, and we can't wait to have you on again next time to break down some more information about Sartorial Clothing Co.
Great, yeah. So, again, my name's Nicholas, but I'm also known as The Suburban Gent. I'm on Instagram as The Suburban Gent. You can also check out my blog at thesuburbangent.com. Subscribe to my newsletter there, and if you're ever interested in image consulting as well, that's where I have all my clients go through. It's a portal on my website, thesuburbangent.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Nicholas. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Hey, gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that first segment that we had. Man, they're going to look back at that. Hopefully you got a lot of value out of it. You know, what we're trying to do is have different people from different backgrounds and all walks of life come and join us on the show. And hopefully you appreciate that as well. You know, the great thing about being a gentleman is about being diverse, you know, being able to switch things up, you know, whether that be with our fashion or style sense or just the way we look at the world, have an open mind about meeting new people. So that's the way we like to look at this show, as introducing you to some new people. Some of these people are friends of us, and a lot of them have become friends over the months of recording with them, and some of the recurring guests, but also some of the one-time guests. You know, we have relationships that go on behind the scenes. And so once again, we want to say to you, the listener, you know, reach out to us. We're just everyday people like you, and we love to connect with people who are fans of podcasts. You know, myself, I listen to a lot of different podcasts, and I'm always on social media trying to reach out and connect with different people. So we encourage you to do that as well. Drop us a line. Let us know what you want to hear, what you're interested in, and hopefully we're meeting your expectations. We definitely are striving to give you the best entertainment and information that we can at once. Like we said, the one-stop shop for all things gentlemen is what we're striving to be. So, hey, without me just keeping rambling on, let me go ahead and introduce this next segment. This is also one from the past, and we look forward to next week when we'll have some new episodes. But until then, hope you enjoy this one. Welcome back, everyone, to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. I'm Richard Taylor, your host, and I want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen to the show each week. Definitely want to remind you to check out the book, The Life of a Gentleman. It's available for free download. This is our gift to you. You can get it by going to harrisonblakeapparel.com, going to the blog and downloading your free copy, ebook or audiobook format. Before we go any further, I want to welcome into the show my co-host, DeAndra Marie. How's it going today?
I'm doing really good. How are you? How's the new year been? Did you set any goals? Like, are you ready for the new year?
DeAndra, I am totally ready for 2017. We're going to tackle this thing head on. I'm so pumped up. I have an announcement too that I'll make in just in a little bit. But how about you? You have some goals or some things you want to achieve this year?
I mean, yeah, I have quite a few things, but the thing about it being a new year, you know, it doesn't really faze me, I guess. You know, some people are like, okay, once the new year starts, I'm going to do these goals. You know, it's kind of a continuous thing for me.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to be. I mean, because knowing you, you're always motivated. You're always up to something. So that's good. But some people, they kind of need that new year, and they think they can flip a switch. But that's kind of hard to do, like you said. But hopefully we can today kick around some ideas or some thoughts and maybe some tips on how people can get jump started with the new year, or how they can maybe reach out and, you know, attain those goals this year that they've been meaning to get around to.
Yeah, definitely. And I think just to start it off, tip number one is expanding on what I said. You don't have to wait until the new year to embark on a goal or a journey. You know, it's one thing if you say, okay, January 1st, I'm gonna start to go on a diet. You know, that's one thing. But when it's something continuous and it's something that you want to grow, like an area you want to grow in, you really don't have to wait until the new year. I mean, you can start whenever you want. It's probably best to start, I think, in December. Whatever goals you have for that following year, you should start putting the framework together in December. so things can start falling into place. Not saying it's going to be perfect as soon as January 1st hits, but at least you have the framework, you have the idea in motion, you have it written down, you know the steps you want to take. Because I feel like if you wait until January 1st and okay, maybe to set up your framework takes 5 months, then you're sitting here in May like, oh my God, I haven't gotten anything done, and you know, and you're beating yourself up over it. But you could kind of get that in mind in the year prior.
Yeah, you're right. You know, don't wait, because then you're kind of behind, like you said. As far as, you know, the new year rolling around, you know, people always make these big statements about, you know, maybe losing weight, getting in shape, or getting their finances together. But for me, I kind of agree with you. You kind of have to constantly be learning, constantly be evolving throughout the year. When the new year hits, I mean, you've got to hit the ground running. Otherwise, like you said, you're going to be way behind on achieving those goals.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like completely off. And then, like I said, you get to the middle of the year and you're beating yourself up over it. And, you know, I'm not saying you should, because any progress is great progress, but you, like you said, you can really hit the ground running if you take preliminary steps to kind of setting up your goals.
Yeah, and you're right. One of the things that you mentioned is you should have had already set out those goals, what they were, before late December. Now it's too late to start writing them down now. If you haven't done it, okay, go ahead and do it. But, you know, just a tip for thinking forward for next year, already have in mind, you know, where you want to go. Let's say you started a business. Now you want to go to that next level. Well, what's going to get you there? You know, maybe you should make a list of the top books that you're going to read, the podcast that you're going to subscribe to, like this one, you know, and because, you know, we help in a lot of different aspects of life. And for those wanting to start a business, you know, we have a business coach that comes on, Mr. John Carroll, and he comes on and he drops so much knowledge about getting your business off the ground. Or maybe you want to be more stylish and present a better you this year. But all those things, you have to kind of, I guess the tip is really write them down. Don't just have it bouncing around in your head, because you'll forget. So get those goals on paper, and throughout the year, kind of update as you go. That way when December rolls around, you're not scrambling trying to write something down.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, you know, and I think tip number two, and this is for people whose goals are to be a better person or enhance a certain characteristic about themselves. One thing that I think would really work and can really work is, it could be throughout the year or you could wait till December, you write down all the things that you want to leave in 2016. And I'm not necessarily talking about like people, I'm talking about literally characteristics about yourself, things you can control. If there's anything that you want, you know, to change or you want to leave in 2016, I, you know, write it down in a list. And what some people do is they really reflect on that list, and then when December 31st comes around, they burn it as a symbolization of those things staying in the previous year. And I think that works. I mean, me personally, I am a believer of God, so when I write those down, I kind of just pray that the Lord will take those things from me for the following year. Whatever your higher power is, if you have one or not, I think as long as you take it seriously and it's not just a list you're burning, because essentially it's just a piece of paper that you're burning up, and you really take it seriously, I think that can help in the following year as well.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Some people, you know, that helps them, and that's fine, you know, and other people just, you know, can visualize things in their head. But, you know, I want to touch on your tip number two, and that is leaving some things behind. Because, you know, for me, I usually have a new mindset as I go into a new year. And then the new year also for me is another calendar year for, you know, the business, Harrison Blake. And so this is the start of our fourth year. So, you know, it just so happens that it rolls around our anniversary date in January. So you're right, leaving some things behind and also looking forward to the things that you want to achieve in the next year. But, you know, you mentioned sometimes you don't have to leave behind people, but sometimes you have to leave behind personality traits like you touched on. And that can be difficult because that gives you a chance to really self-assess, you know, look at yourself in the mirror and think, what is it about me that I want to see changed? How can I make this personal growth into the next year? And a lot of times it's hard to do that without actually gaining some sort of education or knowledge, because if you want to change, you have to grow. So my recommendation is, if you're going to leave something behind, you have to fill your mind with something different in its place. So I recommend people reading. If you don't like to actually read books, sign up for audible.com or some service like that where the books are read to you. Or go on YouTube. There's a lot of free books that are on YouTube that you can listen to on your headphones. Or also, you know, motivational speakers and things like that. Things to get your mindset going in a different direction for the new year.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree. And I think as you were talking, I was thinking that writing those things down and burning it, you really are, that's your self-assessment. You know, it's one thing to think in your head, oh, you know, I have a short temper, so I'm gonna work on that. And then it's another thing to really write that down and reflect on how you can, I'm not gonna say not have a temper at all, but to not be so quick to jump down people's throats. That's just something that came to my mind as you were speaking as well. And like you said, you have to fill it in with something. Like if it's a whole bunch of negative things on there, hey, fill it with positivity. You know, whatever positivity like that is for you, if that's reading books, like Rich said, if that's focusing more on your craft, you know, a lot of the negative energies and traits and personality traits can really take away from you achieving your goals. You know, like, have you ever been upset with someone and then you don't feel like doing nothing? You know, you can really take whatever negativity was happening, whether it was in you or in a whatever relationship you're having with someone, friends, family, whatever, and fill that in with a step that you wrote down on how you're going to accomplish your goals. You know what I mean? You're already ahead of the game.
No, you're exactly right. And I think what I'll do at this time is just give my last tip. And then after I'm done, you know, you can give yours. But I think my last tip and the most important thing I can stress to the audience that's listening about setting goals and making positive changes for the new year is really to stress the point that you're going to have to open your mind up to believing that you can achieve, you know, your goals that you have set in front of you or make those personality changes. One of the things that I recommend is, as I said, reading, but also find yourself a coach. I know John Carroll has talked about that. This can be somebody that you meet with and have sessions with monthly. Also, you can find a virtual coach online or people that you look up to, somebody like Tony Robbins. My personal favorite is Les Brown. You can get so much information and knowledge from listening to people like that it really can change your mindset, take you to the next level, and you'll be doing things that you didn't even think were possible. Because what happens is we all have our little circle of influence, right? So you're kind of limited by what you see around you. So you have to expand that circle. And if you can't expand it with, you know, real people that you can touch and talk to, then it might have to be people that you see virtually by joining an internet group, like a mastermind group or a special Facebook group, where other people are like-minded like you, pushing you to go ahead and reach forward, to reach out, to make these positive changes, because that's important, having that support system around you. Because, you know, the title of this show, Living the Life of a Gentleman, when you're making that change into a gentleman, as we talked about on some way past episodes, there could be some pushback. So you've got to get that new circle around you. And if that new circle has to be an author, you know, a speaker, or virtual friends that you're making online, that's totally fine, you know, as long as you're committed to making those changes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that tip really kind of brings everything together. You know, you're getting rid of that negativity, you got to bring in some positive reinforcement, because you are kind of limited to what you keep around you, you know, because if you're tolerating negativity who's to say that negative, you know, you're not going to be end up being negative, you know, like eventually. So I think that's great. My final tip would be, do not beat yourself up. You know, if you have, let's say, if you have goals for 2017 and so on, write them down. And you know what? At the end of the year, check off what was accomplished, because you'll be surprised at how much you actually do accomplish in the year than how much you don't accomplish. And sometimes, you know, the things you don't accomplish, you get that idea of like, okay, that didn't work out because of this. But you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean it'll never work out. That doesn't mean it can't be on your list for the next year. You know, some goals take years, and that's perfectly fine. But don't beat yourself up because you didn't accomplish it in 365 days, because it really is not that many days when you think about it. So don't beat yourself up. That's my final tip.
DeAndra, I love that tip because you ended it on a positive note. And at the same time, you're right. Sometimes we beat ourselves up. We look at what we didn't achieve. But if you really look back at where you've come from, you know, a few years, the advancement, the progress that you've made, it's amazing the changes that you can have made in a positive way in your life. So I really like that last tip that you gave. And just before we close out this segment, I know a few months ago I had talked about, you know, releasing a new book that I had been working on. And I wanted to make the announcement here on the podcast first that in early 2017, probably the late January, early February, my next book will be released and available on Amazon.com.
What?
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there now that it's the follow-up book to the title book of this podcast, The Life of a Gentleman. This is called The Mindset of a Gentleman, and it kind of plays into what we've been talking about today, how you can change your mindset to believe that you can achieve these new things. And I'd like to thank you and all the contributors that have, you know, that I've been surrounding myself with for the past year that have motivated me to step out of my shell, to get back to writing and do something different again. But I really think that this book, The Mindset of a Gentleman, is going to transform some lives in 2017. So as soon as that book is made available, we'll let the audience know. But just to whet your appetite, it will be coming within a month, 2 months tops. And I'm looking forward to sharing it with everyone and getting some feedback on it.
Oh, well, that's great, Rich. I'm glad you're coming out with another book, because The Life of a Gentleman, the book, was very well written. It was very informative. And the mindset of a gentleman, you're right, is also very important. You know, it's really about how your way of thinking and how that can, you know, how whatever goes on in your head translates into how you treat people and how your standard to how you want people to treat you. So I'm excited. I'm very excited. And I'm happy for you.
I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to getting your feedback and seeing what you think about it. Well, guys, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast, and we are so glad you tuned in today. Definitely want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to check us out. And don't forget, every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, we have a new episode for you. If you want to get those delivered right to your mobile device or to your computer or laptop, all you have to do is subscribe to the show. It only takes a second. You can also rate and review the show, which would be much appreciated by all of us. It helps us further this message and get it out to people who are interested in subjects just like this. Don't forget also to tell a friend. As a special thank you, I want to invite everyone to check out the site, Harrison Blake Apparel. Right now, we have a 50% off sale going on. Use the code HOTSUM. That's abbreviation for hot summer. We know the summer's coming to an end, but you can get 50% off Harrison Blake Apparel with the code HOTSUM at checkout. Also, don't forget about the free book. The free book is entitled The Life of a Gentleman. That's easy to remember. You can get that on thelifeofagent.com. Get that free book. That's our gift to you. Also, let me give a special thank you to our producer, DeAndra Marie. She does an awesome job for us every week. Also, to those that were featured on this look back episode of The Life of a Gentleman, thank you all for coming on and being a part of the show. And last but not least, thanks to you, the listener, for always being there for us and we look forward to receiving your feedback on show ideas for the future and connecting with you. We're always traveling, moving around the country, and whenever we're in your city, we'd love to get together. So drop us a line, let us know where you're from, and if we're in your area, we'll definitely make that happen. Well, guys, that's it. We're looking forward to speaking to you again next week. Until then, guys, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.